We're going to study the second piece of Pritzadik on Parshas Noach. He quotes from Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash says, Yisborach Shema Yishal Melech Malchei Amlochim Shebocher B'Yisrael V'Nosan Lanu HaTorah. The Herich and the Medrash goes on at length B'Shevach HaTorah Shebal Peh, with praise of Torah Shebal Peh and the greatness of Torah, Ulahavin Hashaychus Lahaparsha. We have to understand what is the connection between the greatness and the importance of Torah Shebal Peh and specifically the beginning of Parshas Noach. Ulamasha Namar Eila Toldos Noach. Amnam Isa, we find in Shmais Rabba, Shebikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Litin Lehem Ledar Hamabul Arba Dvarim. The Medrash in Shmais Rabba says that there were four things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to vouchsafe the people of that generation. There are four things he wanted to bestow upon them. Torah, v'yisurin, v'avoidas karbonos, utfila. Torah, yisurin, human suffering. Avoidas karbonos, serving and worshipping with bringing karbonos, and tefillah. These four things. Ve'loi bikshu. But the people of that generation rejected them all four. Meaning, the Hainu, so now we explain what this Medrash means. Shehashem Yisbarach Rotzol Lahachziram Lemutov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered them and wanted to proffer the means of this generation of the Mabul to come back in tshuva. But Allah says, Eitzois Neged Yetzel Lev Ha'odim Haram and Urav. And to offer them preemptively so that they wouldn't have to be destroyed, even though Yetzalev Hodam Raman Urav, these are the means through which a person can be brought back. The Yisurin Heim Kapara Al Ha'avar. The Yisurin that they would have taken on would have been the reason why they would be forgiven, because the expiation of sin results from the pain of a human broken heart. Kimesha Amru. On the Pasuk, Rak Eschem Yodati, the Pasuk continues, Mikol Mishpachais Ha'adamo, Al Kain Efkoid Aleichem Eskol Avoinoiseichem. Pasuk in Amos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that because you, Am Yisrael, are special, that's why I bring upon you the suffering which you suffer, and other nations seemingly live a swimmingly pleasant existence. And you, Klal Yisrael, sometimes for generations, one generation after the other. Sometimes it's more sporadic than that. But throughout history, Klal Yisrael is being taken to task for its avinus. And the Gemara, there in Avodah Zarah, says the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this is so that we will have Olam Haba. Everything that we don't have in Olam Hazeh, and that which we are unfortunately sometimes made to suffer, is so that we will be free of our sins, individually and nationally, and be zoche to Olam Haba. Whereas in the case of the Gentile nations, let them have Olam Hazeh. But then they're going to pay for their Averis because they're not going to have Olam Haba. V'gam l'oirer ala haba k'meisha nemar. If you have a son, the Pasuk says, shouldn't you sometimes bring a certain measure of the rod, as it's called, against your child, so that the child is brought back to the proper path? It's appropriate sometimes to have a child punished. A son or a daughter might need the rod. Now, that doesn't mean you have to hit them, strike them. It means, however, to discipline them. And the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Choseich Shivtoi Soine Bnoi. Hold back the rod. You don't show love that way because your child is never going to be on the right path. And the Pasuk continues, V'oihavoi shacharoi musar. One who loves the child is going to bring that child chastisement, he's going to bring that child sometimes even to be disciplined. V'ne'emar, and also again in Mishlei, it says, Ki es asher yehav Hashem yoichiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be meichiach those who he loves, like a father is going to discipline his beloved children. So that's why the generation of the Mabul was told, you need to have Yisurin, you shouldn't have such a comfortable life. They said, no, we want to have a comfortable life, we want to enjoy ourselves. That was the attitude they had. In other words, the Medrash is letting us know that they could foresee and they could sense that if they would have Torah and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tefillah and karbonis and accept some discomforts and some human suffering, they would be very good human beings. They would live with and in accordance with the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach and in accordance with the will of God. And they said, no. We just want to have an Olam Hazeh and live it up. And that's all we care about. And then he continues in explaining and delineating these four that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give them. The Torah, the Yisurin, the Avodas, Karbonis, and Tefillah. The Karbonis Gamkein, Mechaprin Al Ha'avar. The point of saying to them that they should bring Karbonis would be for Kapara. Ukamay She'amru Lahaya Adam Yerushalayim. Even if a person wasn't in Yerushalayim, Ubiyadai Oven, and the person had done an Avera, Tamid Shal Shachem Mechaper. The person could have forgiveness because of the karbanis that were brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Va'Allah Haba, and again, the karbanis, like the Yisurin. He said, Yisurin are there so that we are better prepared than Zeicha to Olam Haba, and Zeicha to know better how to lead our lives in an upstanding way, like a father teaches a child sometimes with Yisurin. So karbanos also are for the sense of what we need to accomplish and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be in a relationship with us moving forward. Shal yedei zeh miskarev l'Hashem Yisbaruch. Karbanos are not only for kapara, karbanos are a way of offering so that we can become close, so we can bind ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. G'derek she'amru, like Chazal say in Maseches Zvachim, Ritza Praklit Nichnis Deir in Acharav. If someone falls out of favor with the king, he doesn't necessarily come with his offering or his gift as if he can bribe his way back into the king's favor. Rather, first he has someone speak to the king. He has someone who intercedes on his behalf, the Praklit, who represents him and expresses the gentleman's regret, and speaks humbly of this subject, and of the person who, the subject of the king who is now remorseful. And it might be that after a few such meetings, finally the king agrees, I will forgive him, I'll grant him a certain forgiveness, I'll agree to have him in my presence, he can enter my court again. Ritza Praklit, after the Praklit, the agent for this person has accomplished, then Nichnas Dairin Acharov, then the person can come in and bring whatever gift he would like to, you know, to bring with him. And that's what karbanis are all about. It works both ways. The karban is to help expiate our sins, and also, moving forward, we should have a closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Dor HaMabul knew that that's a possibility. We note that right after he came out of the Teva, Noach knew he was to bring Korbanos. That's something he understood from the fact that he was told that of those that are Tahor, those species he should bring seven, not two.
Cain and Hevel knew.
Cain and Hevel already knew. So this is something that, correct, this is something that that people understood, but they didn't want to. That Dor HaMabel just didn't want to. Now, it's interesting, here, the Rav Tzadik says, and he says, V'gam darkei shel Yetzirah, the way of the Yetzirah is also not just, you know, working on us in the present. The Yetzirah is also working on our future. In other words, not only are Korbanos addressing the future, because we want to have an ongoing relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rav Tzadik reminds us that we need to always think about our future and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future, because the Yetzirah is certainly working on it. The Yetzirah is always looking forward to upping the ante, if you will, right? Gam darkei shel Yetzirah. Hayoim, today the Yetzirah says, do this aver. Small, something insignificant, if there's such a thing. Ulamachar oimer loy, I say kach. Then it becomes maybe something a little bit more severe. Until finally, Ad Sha'imer Loi, the Gemara says, Avoid, Avoid, Azara. That's how the Gemara reads. He didn't quote the whole Gemara. Ad Sha'imer Loi, till eventually the Yayat Sahara basically says, leave this God business alone. There's no reason for you to serve him, forsake him entirely. V'haylech v'ayvid. He ends up serving in Avoid Azara. He abandons the Rabbi Nishlelem altogether. U'betchila, Kira'ay Haylech. Ulubasaif kira'i ayreach. Ulubasaif, the Gemara continues, kira'i ish. The story is, of course, Nasan Hanavi explaining to David HaMelech through a mashal what it is that David HaMelech did not do correct when he took the wife of Uriah Hachiti. The woman who had been the wife of Uriah Hachiti, and it is comparable to, what did he say? A neighbor with one small, beautiful little lamb, and this person has a guest who comes and he wants to serve a nice lamb meal to the guest. Instead of taking from his own, he takes away the lamb from his neighbor in order to serve this wayfarer. For first, the person who comes, who's visiting, is called a wayfarer, a halach. Someone who's temporary, he's not from around here, not very important. Then, Nasan HaNavi in his mashal refers to the guest that this person cares about so much as an areach, an important guest. And finally, he is in control. And that's what Chazal explained in the Gemara, that Gemara in Sukkah, I believe. The Gemara says that this is what the Yetzirah does. Yetzirah starts off with, you know, a small thing and not really a permanent part of who we are and what we think and how we feel, but it insinuates itself into causing us to accept certain ideas, and those ideas become solidified and they become the starting point and the jump-off point to even more nefarious ideas, and then eventually the Yetzirah is in control of our lives. Now he's quoting from Yeshayahu, as the Gemara does. The pasuk in Yeshayahu is "Hoy Moishe Ha'avain Bechavle Hashav V'Chaavois Ha'agolo Chato'o." The Gemara says that the beginnings of how the Yetzirah might work on us are very, very humble. Yetzirah starts out, in other words, it's not such a big deal, and it really isn't. And the appearance of something might be, as the Gemara says, as small and as insignificant as a spider's web. Now, how powerful is the spider web? It's an annoyance to a person. And then the Gemara says, but eventually, Yetzirah grows thick and strong, like a rope that can pull a wagon. It starts out as Chevle Hashav and ends up Kavois Ha'agola, Gemara says. The Avera Gereres Avera, the Aver Vishon Nasus like a Heter, as the Gemara says. That's also because it starts out as a small matter and then eventually it becomes completely mutter, and other things are also going to be added along the way. Other things somehow get to become insignificant in our eyes. Other averis chalila become things that we can easily countenance and we rationalize them away. So by having an awareness of what we've done wrong, and by having achieved forgiveness for the past, we are erasing that amount of headway that the Yetzer Hara has made in our lives. If we do the tshuva shalema the right way, so then we are not just achieving kapara for the past, but we are also correcting ourselves, and the steps and measures that we've taken in tshuva are going to cause that the Yetzer Hara is again pushed back. And again, is not going to have the appearance any longer of being so innocent, of being non-threatening, of being insignificant. We are now very aware and very on guard and wise to the Yetzer Hara, and preparing ourselves then to rise up and be mezgaber olav, in the words of the Pri Tzadik, for the future. The Torah hu ikar hatavlin, the third ingredient, actually it's the first in the list, Torah yisurin avodas karbanos and tefillah, another ingredient of the four, meant specifically to address people like the Dor HaMabul, who want to have a comfortable life, and who need to be drawn closer to Avodas HaKodesh. So Torah is the Iker Tavlin. Torah is the way of making everything correct and proper. Tavlin that flavors a dish of food, that makes it desirable and makes it delicious. As it says, as Chazal say, Pogato b'menuvel zeh, moshchei v'lebeis ha-medrash. Sit down, learn a blat gemara with depth and with a great amount of joy and an application of oneself, and all the mishigasin and a lot of the yitzrei hara and temptations are lost, gone, because the sugya is so engaging, and it causes a person to have a certain joy and even a rapture in the truth and in the beauty of Torah. And a lot of the force of the Yetzer Hara is obviated that way. There's nothing like a blat gemara. Utfila, and of course the fourth ingredient that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered them was tefillah. Al pimasha amru shel mali HaKadosh Baruch Hu sha'ayiz aloi, eino yachal loi. You have to be davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to daven specifically for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us to be misgaber against the Yetzer Hara. Because otherwise, if not for Hashem's help, il mali HaKadosh Baruch Hu ayiz aloi, eino yachal loi, the Gemara says. Again, the Gemara in Sukkah says, we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us. Hashiveinu avinu l'sar esecha. Every time we say Hashiveinu, that's basically what we're saying. We're saying we want to come close to you. It's not so easy. Help us accomplish that. Help us accomplish this closeness and the sense of affinity we would so much want to have again with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because there's so much that pulls us away from you. So that's one of the clear expressions in our tefillah, where we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us be better people. Help us be misgaber against the Yetzer. Hashem Yisbaruch Muchen Lazel Chalecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to and is ready to help each and every one of us. Rak Shehaadam Yispalo Loyalze. Just, we have to daven. We have to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be there for us. V'mhoyu Oysin Tshuva. Now, he comes back to the point. This generation, the generation of the Mabul, if they would have done Tshuva, Hayamayish Rabbeinu Mayrid Lehem HaTerim, they would have had Moshe in their generation. Torah would have been given in their generation. V'hoi nefach lehem meha mabul l'mayim ha-Torah. And that's the answer as to why this medrash in Tanchuma is saying, you know, praises of the Torah. Praises of the Torah, because the great Torah Shebal Peh, and all that Moshe taught Klal Yisrael and taught to Yeshua and Yeshua to Zakenim, all of it would have begun to be taught to the Dara Mabul. They had great potential. There were great men in the Dara Mabul. Great neshamas. Vehem lo erotzu lekabel hadal dvarim. But they didn't accept the avodas hakarbonos, the tefillah, the yisurin, and the Torah. Ukemoi shekosuv b'medrash rabba shom. As it says in Medrash Rabba, quoting from the pasuk in Iyov, "Vayemru lekel sur mimenu." They said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Leave us alone." Shemiramiz sham kol hadalad dvarim haniskarim. That the pasuk there is meramiz to all these four ingredients that would have brought them to be the dor dea, but they refused. The isu b'kisvei harizal. We find in the Kisvei Ari, Shen Nafshois Yisrael Shoyu B'Mitzrayim Ba'avoydas HaParach V'Shekiblu Es HaTorah Heim Hoyu HaNafashois Midor HaMabul. The Neshamais of the Dor that received Torah, but first suffered what it did in Mitzrayim, they were Gilgulim of the Nefashois of Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlogo. Shehoyu beinehem nefashos gedolos. They had amongst them great, great souls. Rak shehoyu meuravim toiv v'ra biyachad. However, they were people who had in them both toiv and ra. And that's what Gemara always tells us, that the people who have the greatest potential are also the people with the greatest yetzahara and the people with the greatest downfall. The greater a person can be, chalila, the greater the person's downfall and the person's averus and destructive behavior can be, le'aleinu. And these nefashis of the Dor HaMabul, they had greatness in them, but it was ma'ur of tov v'ra. Ki me'achilas eitz hadas na'asis ha'arvus. There was from ever on, from the time of achilas eitz hadas, it became tovera together, gam b'neshamois, v'gam ha'neshama ha'tohera ha'isim u'revis im ha'pchusa. And you ended up, therefore, with compromised neshamas, and people of the Dor HaMabul were at the height of possible greatness, but also had within them, as we read, they were descendants of Nephilim, meaning they also had in them the ingredients of terrible downfall and pchisus. Lowliness. Ad sheba Avram Avinu Olav Shalom. V'zocha liyos av l'neshamayis Yisrael. V'oz nivdalu ha'nefashayis ha'tahayrayis nafshayis Yisrael la'oitza b'fnei atzmam. With Avram Avinu and from Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov and on, there were now a separate and a distinct reservoir of neshamayis that would be blown into the lives of Klal Yisrael, into the lives of Yiddish Kinder. Ukmeshi Isa b'Tosfos, like Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says, Da'ad sheyichlu kol haneshamayis shebaguf, that Mashiach is not going to come until all the neshamayis in a place called Guf, in a reservoir of neshamayis called Guf, until all of those neshamayis come into the lives of people, Mashiach's not coming, says Tosfos, Heim Neshamos Yisrael. That Maimah Chazal in the Gemara is referring to the Neshamos of Am Yisrael. Sheheim Ba'oitzim Miyuchad Bifnei Atzmai Ayin Sham. It's not the case that the Neshamos of other people and of Jewish people are the same. They are distinct, and that has been the case from the time of Avram Avinu. V'hinei ma'ashegorim l'dor ha'mabul liyos rabos ros ha'odom ba'aretz hoya meroiv toivas ha'olam hazeh. They had it too good and wanted it to stay that way. Meroiv toivas ha'olam hazeh shehoyalehem v'lo hoya aleihem ol malchus shemayim. They had no ol malchus shemayim, which they didn't want to accept. Not Torah, not avodas karbonos, not tefillah. V'lo ol derech eretz. They didn't even have old derech eretz. Noach came along, made it very easy for them to use farm implements and tools. Kilo nitzchu gam lavoid besoda. Even working in the field wasn't something they had to do all the time. Kumei she'amru, Da achas la'arboim shana hayuzayrim. There were some crops which came up from the ground by themselves. Once every 40 years, they would have to do the work, but they had a easy life and long lives. The Torah says they lived hundreds of years. They were just living boorish lives, eating, drinking, and making merry. Too much of the good life, and they had, unfortunately, a terrible downfall. They rebelled against anything good and moral, and sinned. Omar, Avraham Avinu said, "Halavai lo yaheli chelik be'eretz hazais." Ki derech eretz kadmu l'teira shal yidei ma shechorshin b'shas chrisha, zayrin b'shas zriya, together with Talmud Teira, derech eretz and Talmud Teira together, yigiyah shneihem, b'shkachas avay. So he says, ha-yigiyah b'derech eretz gam kein b'shkachas avay. Person who works hard and honestly, also ends up appreciating, together with his Talmud Teira, ends up appreciating what's correct in life, and what Kodesh Baruch Hu grants in response to his work, and in partnership with his hishtadlus, and such a person is an upstanding citizen, and is ultimately one who does the right thing, and it's Meshkachas Ofen. U'kishayin oiskin b'derech eretz, u'mevalim b'toiv yimeim b'tanuge oylem hazeh, mevi l'deichet. That's what happened to the Dara Mabel. They were steeped in this worldly pleasures, and ended up being terrible, terrible, sinful people. Chaitim. He goes on and says, "V'hinei yedua she'ikar ched dar amabel hoya b'yoyser b'inyin pegam habris." They were personally licentious. K'may shenemar ki hishkes kolbasar is darkly. V'avram yoda shezaro yiyu mehan nefashas midor amabel. He knew that the nefashas to come from him would have to be better, and they would include the nefashas of this generation. Eretz Yisrael would not countenance having these kinds of people with these kinds of personal, you know, lascivious chatoim living on the land and living that kind of a life of sin. The pasuk says that the land will spit them out. So the land shouldn't regurgitate and spit you out. So Avram said, but how's it going to work if the neshamas of my generations to come from me are my great grandchildren are going to be the neshamais of the Mabul Shal b'ma eda ki erishana. How do I know it's going to work? Sha'af shehem in shebevada yitin Hashem haaretz lazarim mikol makom shal b'ma eda shiyiskaimu ba be'ezu koyach yisgabru shlo yichshulu oid b'avayim dar ha-mabul v'lai soki haaretz ha'isam b'siya lehem haaretz lirusha sha'in lehefzik. You're going to have a process through which your children will be purged of and learn to distinguish themselves from the Mitzriim. The process of Avodim V'inu Oysam. V'al Yedei Ha'avdus V'inu Yisbaru V'yislabnu M'chet Dar Amabu. They're going to be cleansed of that chet, the chet that those nefashas of the Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim had in their neshamas. It's going to be cleaned out. The dross will be removed. Ki b'chet p'gam habris ha'mishpat liyos eved. He says, now a fantastic idea. He says, that's exactly what happened in the case of Yosef, u'kamei shemitzinu b'hashvotim, shadonu es Yosef limkro le'eved. What was decided by the brothers was, because he had been accusing them of immorality, kol ha-poisel b'mumay poisel. They said he must be guilty of such immorality, and therefore let him become an eved. That's the means through which a person physically is broken and changed such that he no longer has that immorality. Hu ha-yasher b'shkedushas habris. And Yosef, who was actually free of that sin, and proved it when he was able to be Mizgaber with Eishes Potiphar. But it had to be shown and it had to be brought out in practice. They accused him, and because he accused them, that they were interested in the Bnei Saaretz and Bnei Kanaan. But they said, if he's accusing us, it must be because it is a reflection on who he is, on who Yosef is. And they learned from what happened, as we read in this week's parasha. Kanaan shechoto loyla eved niskala. That because of what Chum did, Kanaan became an eved. So that kind of a personal and licentious sin is addressed by avdus. That's why they said, let's sell Yosef into avdus. V'chet Kanaan hoye b'pagam habris, shepagam Chum. Afze lechuvin imkarenu, the brother said about Yosef. In imkala Mitzrayim, shehi mokum hazimla v'sham nisbarer ali dehenisoyin shehu noki umugdor. But not only was Yosef proven to be clear and free of that kind of personal lasciviousness, v'nigdru kol Yisrael b'schusai. It began the chain of purity and of tahara which Klal Yisrael was able to maintain. Remember in Mitzrayim, even though the Mitzrayim accused them, there was not a Jewish woman with a mitzri except one, Shlomis Bas Divri, but not, and that, if that against her will, it doesn't happen. Because the Bnei Yisrael maintained themselves and their tahara. And that in Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim Ervas Haaretz, in the place of the most horrible immorality. Ulusham galu levara shehem nikiyim bazeh ukishnis barazeh nigolin. And then, when that's proven and shown, they are zeichet to the geula as a Kadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu. So, this is all a result of the fact that the dor hamabul with the nefashos and the neshamos of that generation did not do what later Klal Yisrael did. What Klal Yisrael did was purge themselves of any remaining dross of immorality, show and prove that there was none, that they were the Zera Avram, and that Zera Avram has been cleansed of, even though they're the nefashis of the Dor HaMabul, but the Dor HaMabul had within them the mixture. They were neshamos that had both partially the greatness and partially they were of neshamos that were not so great. And here, only the great aspects and the great neshamos of that dor lived again in the Klal Yisrael of Yitzias Mitzrayim, proving and showing this tahara, which was distinct and different from what Avraham Avinu saw in the Dor HaMabul and in the Dor HaFloga. And that was why HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him when he said, "B'me'eda, well, you should know, it's going to be shown and proven that your children will be tahor through the avdus. And that avdus is going to show it and prove it." The first instance in which avdus was used to address a personal indiscretion of that kind is in this week's parasha, the case of Kanaan being cursed with avdus because of what his father Chum perpetrated. All of this stems from the beginnings of this Dor HaMabul, the Dor that could have been so great, the Dor that lived such a pleasant worldly existence but got so steeped in that and was drawn to the attractions and drawn down by the lesser and lower aspects of their own neshamas, such that they ended up becoming soul destructive, even self-destructive. Had they only accepted what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made clear would be the path to live with him and abide by the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam, they would not have had to been destroyed. And that's all of the four, the Torah, the Yisurin, the Avodas Karbonis and Tefillah, with which this Medrash says they could have saved themselves. And specifically the Torah is that great power of, you know, as he quoted Moshchei Ulebeis Medrash, of being Mizgaber against Yetzer Hara. And it's for that reason that the Medrash begins with this tremendous praise of Torah, because that was one of the key ingredients offered to them, and an ingredient that could have done so much to save them.
Could it be that